So this is the time that we've been waiting for, that we've been expecting, and it's all around us. So the more that we will stay awake, the more that we will stay prepared. So when they're saying stay prepared, it's like waiting to ascend, waiting to gain, waiting to discover greater truth, greater abundance. And so that abundance, we want to remember, abundance is our natural state. So we've been functioning out of dualism, scarcity, suffering, separation. And so we're returning to our natural state, our abundance, our wholeness. So when we claim abundance, it's like just as I couldn't open until I had enough light, there's an abundance of light to be had by all as we will discover it, as we will surrender to it. So when we surrender to it, remember, we're going beyond the mind. We're going beyond the past. We're going beyond the old paradigm of suffering, of fear, and we're bringing in the new delicacy. So they're using that word delicacy intentionally because, and everybody, I'm so sorry. Yes, I know, baby. I know, honey. They're using that term delicacy intentionally because you think of that like, oh, it's special, oh, it's wonderful, oh, it's delicious, oh, it's yummy. So we really want to start imagining that, and they're saying turning ourselves on. So again, turning ourselves on with the light, turning ourselves on with the new instruction manual. And so the instruction manual is just realizing there's a new choice, there's a new new provisions, there's a new increase. And so the more that we will enjoy it, the more that we will profess it, the more that we will explore it, the more that we will try it on. That's essential. We have to try it on. So for some of us, we just think that it's just going to happen by osmosis. And all we have to do is walk around the planet and we'll suddenly be ascended. So yes and no. It is really true that it's coming and coming and coming, but we're the ones, we want to remember that we're the creators. So we create out of darkness, out of light, our choice. So as we choose what's the new discovery, as we choose the new surroundings, as we choose what's now within our vicinity. So when they say within our vicinity, oh my gosh, it's almost like, just think of waiting for Santa Claus or whatever. And the news is like, there's Santa, you know, many, many miles and miles away. And then imagine finding out Santa is in your vicinity. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. That's literally what's occurring. The light is exploding all around us as we will try it on. So when we try it on, we want to remember that when they're saying to turn ourselves on, we're bringing in that light. So I forget what they said, but it was like yummy, delicious, delicacy. We want to get very used to exploring. We want to get very used to assisting ourselves. A lot of us believe in masters, and we still think that the God in the sky, the genie in heaven, and now we're up to goddess. So now the goddess is going to come save me. So we want to remember, we're the gods, we're the goddesses, we're saving ourselves, we're instructing ourselves, we're teaching ourselves, we're training ourselves, we're turning ourselves on. And so the more that we will allow ourselves that regularity, so in other words, again and again and again. So for some of us, we still believe in suffering. So oh, I don't know if I qualify because you don't know what I did. I yelled at my child or whatever it may be. So we want to remember the past is the past. The past could be 40 years ago and the past can be last night. It's so important that we go exploring, meaning that the forgiveness is due all of us. If we can just simply remember, we've all been functioning out of a lower consciousness. We've all literally, figuratively, have been blind. Like, well, we didn't know who we are. We didn't know what was available. And so that goes for ourselves. And here we go, all others. we don't always like to think about that. It's like, I'm a light worker and you're not. We want to realize that everything is due everyone. So this is universal kindness. This is universal forgiveness. How do I say that? They're sort of stopping and almost like doing a temperature check. Because for some of us, we haven't even considered that option. We haven't even considered that we're all going home together. That means the person that stole your whatever, or tripped you up, or was unfair to you, or whatever. So the more that we understand, all of that is a projection of sorrow, of separation, of guilt, of yesterday. It's all the past. It's all the past. What we're doing is opening up to the sunshine. What we're doing is opening up to heaven's consent in the now establishment. So the now establishment is, the second you say yes, that's all that's needed. That's all that's required. That's all that's necessary to establish that contact. So Hathor has arrived, and she's sort of like holding, what is she saying? Like holding the atmosphere. I don't know exactly what that means, but she's sort of holding an energetic space or a sacred space for us to assume our natural gifting, for us to assume our natural presentation, for us to assume our natural presence. So the more that we will enjoy this new time of life, the more that we will enjoy this new foundation, this new discovery, we want to realize that enjoyment. The reason is there's going to be a lot of shifting. There's going to be a lot of, I never thought that would happen. I was counting on that, and where did that go? So we want to enjoy the exploration. We want to enjoy the process. And so we want, they're saying to say so, but what they mean by that is we want to give our consent. So in other words, yeah, I'm in, joyfully, with excitement, with exploration. And so when the floor you're standing on starts shifting, it's like a little bit amusing. It's sort of like, okay, I guess that's shifting. I wonder where my next step's going to be. And so the more that we have that faithfulness as we go, meaning the boards, you know, like came out under me, but I'm going to put my foot forward and step down. So that's the faith. We're going exploring. We're trying it out. We're opening up to the light. We're surrendering to our new understanding of self. Because we want to understand the past, it literally is gone. It really, really is. So there are a lot of beings that are still holding a consciousness of yesterday and still trying to keep it going. So what we're learning to do is to resurrect, meaning like, I understand that's how it functioned in the past, but I'm ready to step out in faith. I'm ready to walk out on water. I'm ready to receive my light. I'm ready to know the truth of self. And we want to remember the truth of self is the truth of the self in our whole self. In other words, we're all one. So all of this conflict and bitterness is I'm right, you're wrong, I'm better, I hold more light than you. It's all ego nonsense. It's all just like silliness. It's all yesterday. It's all yesterday, all the comparison. That's all yesterday. We want to clear our consciousness of comparison. We want to clear our consciousness of resentment, you know, unforgiveness, all that stuff. The reason being, we have so much now to look forward to walk into, to try out, to sample, to discover. And so they're saying we must. I kind of get nervous when they say must, when they use these very strong words, we must. But nevertheless, we must. We must stand ready. We must stand ready, because if we stay in a lower consciousness and we stay in sort of like, you know, like that dream state of mass consciousness, there are going to be opportunities heading our way that we're all ready for. But we may not recognize it. We may not realize it's already here. So remember, it's already in our vicinity. And so the more that we stay focused and established with sincerity and saying, yes, I am ready. I am ready for the new consciousness. I am ready for the new arrival. I am ready for the light. I am ready to forgive everything in my past. Forgiving, gosh, how do I say it? You know, like some may argue, and it's like, you know, it's not past because it's going on currently. Look at the news. But it really is past because it's just consciousness playing out, but we're already traveling higher if you choose it. If you stay in the drama, that's your choice. If you choose to surrender, it's sort of like, I was involved in that also, but I know better now. And so we're opening up to that new discovery. And so what's going to happen is the more that we discover, the more we see, the more we understand, the more we take on, the more we hold in our field, then again, it's just helping everyone else. And so the next one wakes up, and the next one wakes up, and the next one wakes up. We're not going to be able to fix the drama with drama. If that makes sense? So allow yourselves your wholeness. You don't intellectually have to understand exactly what that means. The wholeness being everyone's you. We're all one. But the second we allow it, the second we consent, the second we hold the intention, that's all that's needed. All we have to do is try. All we have to do is commit. And so we are committing in a way to our highest truth. Now here's the thing, without exactly knowing exactly what's involved, exactly where we're going. So some of us are still a little bit gunshot. Well, can I see the map? Can I see, you know, what my job's gonna be? Can I see everything? And so this is where we're dropping the mind and we're opening up our heart, we're opening up to our new love's association. And so when we start feeling that love, when we start feeling that light, that's really all we need. Because we start turning ourselves on. And once we know when we're one with our light, we're all one in the same. Whatever the details are, our higher self already has a plan. So we don't have to worry, we don't have to struggle, we don't have to strive. It's all we have to do is say yes. All we have to do is say yes. So say yes to your light in your truest assertion, in your truest understanding. And so when we receive this light, how do I say this? It's sort of like we just stand ready. We stand ready to serve our higher self. We stand ready to serve our I Am Presence. We stand ready to serve all. We stand ready to serve all. We're not serving someone's ego, by the way. When you serve, you're serving their higher self. You're serving their higher truth. And that's how we're going to start experiencing everybody on Earth, in their higher truth, in their light body. Receive well. All right, thank you